This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program. Lose more at weightwatchers.com.
At 6 months, participants in a clinical trial of Weight Watchers program lost an average of 12 pounds.
I think you're going to have a sauce renaissance one day.
Colby came on my date on Thursday.
I did.
Adam was on Slack at prom.
He was on Slack at prom. So...
I was getting Slacked at prom. I didn't have a choice. At that point, Colby was entertaining my date and I was just like off to the races doing a bunch of shit. Situated, girly pop.
I'm situated now.
Katie situated, Colby situated.
I'm situated.
The girls are situated.
Adam situated.
I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame right now. I keep seeing all these ads. I think it's because I clicked on one of them because I'm obsessed with it now.
Tilt your
the
microphone
posture
up.
Thing.
Yeah,
just
the posture,
posture
thing.
Harness.
Yes.
Tilt your microphone.
I want
up.
One too. I feel like I need one.
I really want a posture harness.
Well, I've seen that there's some that literally buzz you if you...
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking
about?
That's
what I need.
This isn't the one that I'm thinking of. It's like this strap that you put over your both of your shoulders.
Oh, you wear it. Physically
wear
it.
And it like is so tight around your shoulders that I guess it like forces you to be pulled back.
Have you seen the show Company Retreat?
No.
But do you know what it is?
I don't.
It's a separate show than the second series or second season of Jury Duty. Which is like a company retreat.
It's a spinoff from the makers of Jury Duty.
Okay.
The show where there's like one actual guy show and everyone else is an actor, but it's unbeknownst to him because he thinks that everyone is like a real person. And so they the same show, spinoff, but it's a company retreat.
So I've had a really hard time and I need to watch it.
I'm bringing it up.
But just understanding how this person...
doesn't know.
Yes. Like, why are they filming?
So the reason why I even bring it up is because there's a character on the show who, of course, the guy, Anthony, is his name Anthony? Or is that from the first season? Whatever. The guy that doesn't know that everyone's an actor thinks that this girl is wearing one of those things that like the posture corrector, but it's it sends like a shock. Like, she's wearing it on her shirt, and if it, like, senses that she's slouching, it shocks her, and so then she sits straight. And that's, like, part of her character description.
Mm.
But the reason why he, in this series, didn't, or I guess, like, I believe that he didn't know. Like, I genuinely feel like this guy had absolutely no idea, and he was genuinely, like, kind of devastated when he found out that everyone was an actor. But the reason why they were filming was because they reached out to him, like as a temp to like temporarily assist at the company for their annual company retreat that they were going to be doing a documentary. Like this company reached out to this hot sauce brand and was like, we want to do a documentary about small businesses on company retreats.
Okay.
And so it
that
was a documentary film
crew. I was thinking also about like the paperwork and everything that he would have to sign off on for like releases to be able to even be on camera.
Of course, that's where your brain goes.
Oh, yeah. But I was like... there is no way that this man just like walked into this and didn't know.
No,
he was being recorded. Obviously, he knew it was being recorded, but like on a TV show.
The job description included the fact that there was going to be a documentary filmed.
Okay,
and so he knew
that
he was going
a lot
into
more
that.
Sense.
Like, oh, I'm going on this company retreat with this hot sauce brand called Rockin' Grandma's, and they're doing a documentary about this brand and the retreat.
I literally had not even heard about this.
Oh my god, it's unbelievably good.
Did you watch
good.
Jury Duty?
No.
You should watch it.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but like you need to watch it.
Is there a random celebrity in this one as well?
Yes.
Who
yes.
is it?
I'm not telling you.
Why?
It's
isn't
a spoiler.
It like, oh, really?
Well, okay, I guess not. I mean, it's been on social media.
Yeah, it was like, isn't the cast available?
Well, okay, if you don't want to be spoiled who the celebrity guest is, skip like 15 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, I'll give you a second. Okay, it's Sia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so she performs
like
in the
chandelier.
Yeah, yes.
She's gonna swing in on her chandelier.
And he was
at the company retreat.
Sia, what are you doing here? And Sia's like, I just went through this really expensive divorce, and so can
so she's working at the company now.
No, she performed.
Oh,
and this company that was trying to, there's this whole storyline about the I'm not going to spoil it like fully because you do need to like watch it.
Okay.
But she got hired by someone with money to perform at the company retreat. And she accepted the offer because she's going through an expensive divorce.
I see.
But I actually was doing some reading and she actually is going through an expensive divorce. So
she's a relevant joke.
She did need, yeah. No, it's honestly so good. And it like restores your faith in humanity. Like okay. If you need a show that makes you feel good about the world, especially given the current situations of like social media feeling insufferable right now. Yeah. I feel like.
Is it going to make me cry?
I teared up at the end.
Oh, then I'll be literally flabbergasted. I'm just blubbering around.
Like fully teared up. Anyway, highly recommend.
Wait, is it one episode or is it multiple episodes?
It's like six episodes or something.
It's like a mini series.
Yeah.
And you didn't start it or you did start it?
No, I haven't. I watched Jury Duty.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't watch this one. I loved Jury Duty and I love James Marsden.
Me too. So I believe James Marsden helped on this one as well. Like helped with the production or something. Yeah. I think I saw his name in the credits.
Yeah. Anyway. That would make sense. Cause I think he was like a part of the making of the first one.
Yeah. He probably funded it honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. We can watch it tonight.
Okay. Yeah,
that could be our content.
You guys should watch that.
I also want to watch the NoahCon.
Oh, my mom texted my group chat last night and was like, you all need to watch this documentary.
Yeah, I've been wanting to watch that. And I'm waiting patiently for the rumored Justin Bieber documentary.
Did you see cameras when you were there? Like, well, I'm sure you saw cameras, but any like obvious documentary film cameras?
Not like documentary film cameras, but there were, I mean, he was on camera the entire time.
True.
And like it's streamed. So I think a lot of the docu footage is probably like from backstage and like the leading up to it. And I think those two pop-up shows, they didn't let people bring their phones in.
Oh, right. I forgot. So
it was like, yeah.
So they have a lot of content to work with.
Yeah. There was a lot like of the lead up and then of the actual set and being there, I'm sure it was like mostly backstage and then they'll use the like streamed.
I feel like I did see some footage. Random content from the one where they didn't let people bring their phones in. Didn't you see content on TikTok?
Yeah. I saw like some people did somehow get videos.
Were they wearing Meta glasses?
They must have been doing something because it was like very clear and was as if somebody was hired to record it.
Well, Justin posted stuff.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what
but
I saw.
But I know people who...
Justin had clearance.
Yeah. I know people who like were there and I saw footage from them and I don't know how they got their videos.
Maybe like one person was allowed to film from the team and then they airdropped it to everybody. Yeah. So like, okay, you get the approved video that you can post, yeah. Airdropped. Social media.
Yeah,
crazy.
I know somebody else who was there and she sent me a video because she posted from the outside and she was like, obviously can't post and don't send this around.
Oh my God. So some people did have their phones.
Yeah.
Wow.
Scandalous.
Yeah. So I'm so jealous.
I remember last week we forgot to do the intro.
We did?
Mm-hmm. Or was it the week before?
It was last week. You texted. You said that.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't see.
Because when I was editing it, I was like waiting for it and it just never happened.
That's crazy. I feel like we haven't forgotten to do the intro in a really long time.
Yeah, but no one called us out to my knowledge. So maybe no one's paying attention.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie Colby and Adam. Girls, how we doing?
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good.
Pretty darn good. Prom, I feel like we need to recap.
Guys, I was in the office today. Everybody came up to me and they were like, your weekend looked so fun. They
it
were like,
was so fun.
They were like, first of all, were you in a diner? Second of all, can we come next time?
I don't think that there can be a next time. Like, that's the thing. I said this going into it to my old roommate who we were like planning it together. I said to her, I was like, everybody who doesn't come is going to be like, oh my God, that looked so fun. You have to do it again. And it just is an event that cannot be replicated, in my opinion.
Like a you snooze, you lose sort of thing.
Yeah. Like it happened.
It was
beautiful. If you were there, you were there.
See, I think you should do it as an annual event.
But like you only ever get a couple of proms in your day.
You only ever get a
couple.
Maybe
every year can have a different theme.
Yeah. we'll go back to Christmas next
Wait, year. No, here's an idea. What if we do a graduation and we all wear caps and gowns?
We would all look so ugly.
Yeah, true. Those hats look good. At least
prom is like funny.
No one. No one. Let's be freaking real. No one looks good in those hats.
No. They're so hideous.
Actually, I looked amazing. I'm not going to lie. I was decked to the nines.
I looked awful on every photo from any graduation I ever had.
Graduation?
I looked like a pharaoh. I had like 16 medals on, all of the little cords.
But we're talking about the cap.
Yeah, no, the whole thing looked amazing on me.
All right.
Like, I just, like, looked...
Yeah, you're like just built different than us.
A poster child for graduation.
Our color of our gowns at our high school was mustard yellow.
I thought it was navy and gold.
Oh, you know what? Let's discuss this.
The girls,
we wore mustard yellow. The boys wore the gold. The boys got to wear navy.
I wasn't navy.
Yep. I'm sorry. That's rude. That's sexist. Honestly.
Ours were white and the boys yellow. Wore blue. But it was like royal blue, not navy.
Which one might
do navy now.
You wore white?
Yeah.
Wait, that's beautiful.
Yeah, we looked not good though.
I bet you did look good though. With a tan? No.
It did not look good. But we wore white dresses under them too, which was cute.
That's cute.
Wait, I'd be so sad if you don't have another prom. I feel like you need to.
No.
But it was so fun.
Yeah, but a lot went into it from Colby's point of view. Like, you did a lot of work.
Yeah. Like,
do you feel like your work paid off?
Yes, it was so fun. And there was just so much buildup to it because we had been wanting to do that for literally 3+ years. And then we finally did it, and it was amazing.
How did you find the venue? Empire Diner.
No, Square Diner.
Oh, Square Diner. Oh, Empire Diner is the other diner over here.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. The Square Diner, we used to live around the corner, and we used to go there all the time. And one night, we walked by and saw that somebody was having a birthday party there. And we were just like, if we ever actually do the prom, we have to do it there. And then we were kind of noodling on different venues and thinking about places to outreach to, and did kind of look into some other places, but we just were like, we gotta do it. And honestly, the deal that they give you is kind of insane. Like, we got the menu of food items that we could choose from, and we could choose up to 10 for them to serve all night, and it wasn't like a buffet. You could order your own orders of whatever you wanted from that menu of 10 things. And it's $125 a person for 4 hours of unlimited food and a full open bar.
Unreal.
And they had good alcohol. Like, it wasn't like it was bottom shelf. Like, it was good.
Like, the drinks were, like, I was fucked up, but I wasn't hungover.
Okay, honestly, right when we got
to... I ate a lot of mozzarella sticks. Maybe that's why.
I had 78 chicken tenders. Okay,
I'm upset because... I kept ordering mozzarella sticks and then I would walk away. I never had a mozzarella stick and I think I had half of a chicken finger the whole time.
I was the one eating all the mozzarella.
I wish I was taking all of them and using them as cigars.
They were so good.
They were my props.
I love marinara. Like, marinara might be my favorite sauce.
Yeah.
Or soy.
I kept forgetting to eat.
What's your favorite sauce?
Hot sauce. Cholula.
Cholula.
Yeah, it's my favorite sauce.
Colby doesn't like sauce. We know
this. My favorite sauce is like olive oil.
Oh my God. You're insane.
I wouldn't advertise that.
Or I love truffle hot sauce.
It's fresh lemon.
That's not a sauce.
See,
either.
Those are dressings.
Yeah.
Or oils.
Yeah. That's okay. A sauce to me. That's like the only thing that I use sauce for.
I think you're going to have a sauce renaissance one day. And one day you will discover the beauty of sauce. It like will
sauce
happen.
Sauce is the best part of the meal, almost. Like, oh my God, like Dijon mustard, that's like the little like mustard seeds exclusively. You know what I'm talking about?
See, I'm not a Dijon girl.
Oh, you're not a Dijon girl.
I'm not a Dijon girl.
Speaking of Dijon, did you listen to his discography that I shared?
I did. Colby sent some required listening of Dijon, the musician, that I do know. That song, Dress.
Yeah, it's so good.
That song came out a few years ago. I've had that on my playlist. Like,
yeah.
It's a good... So, yeah, I'm kind of ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. I couldn't tell you who Dijon is.
We had a full conversation about him last week.
You and I did?
On the podcast. Adam's one brain cell, like, trying to remember what we talk about ever.
That's quite all right. It's quite all right.
What was your, speaking of songs, what was your favorite song that played at prom? The playlist was fire, by the way.
Thank you. I can distribute it if I didn't already.
Oh, I have it.
I've been listening to it nonstop.
It's so good.
I mean, honestly, just because of like the moment when E85 by Don Toliver came on and I figured out how to turn up the volume was like amazing. And that I feel like is when people like really started dancing. But then also the climb.
I was going to say the climb. That moment.
That was a good moment.
I had like full body chills.
I swear somebody was taking a video during it because I think I looked up and like saw a phone.
Wait, I saw that too from behind me.
Yeah, but
there was a flash.
I've never seen it.
I think it was a boy.
Oh.
It wasn't me.
I looked around and I saw like for a very brief moment, I thought, well, first of all, I was like, is that me? I was like,
yeah. Wait, is my flashlight on?
Because it's usually me with my flashlight on. No, but that was like such a moment. Like every single person in the diner was singing The Climb. And The Climb, as we get older, it means so much more.
It hits.
It like really hits. It's like the Miley documentary or the Hannah Montana, whatever, when like she sang it. Like it just, it's just such a like powerful ballad.
Yeah. Or the Gap Christmas commercial when they sang Climb.
Like there is always going to be another mountain.
And you're always going to want to make it move.
It's always it's an uphill battle.
Sometimes you're going to have to lose.
Like, it's so true.
Yeah.
It ain't about how fast I get there.
Ain't about what's awaiting on the other side.
Oh, my God. Such a powerful song. And everyone knew the words.
Yeah.
And then there was some High School Musical tracks as well. Those were epic.
Yeah.
That was good. I just keep listening to Replay now by What's His Face.
Feeling like a star, can't stop the shining.
That's not Replay. Wait.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that's like Riding Solo.
I also like that one.
Damn it. Wait, that's
Shawty's like a melody.
Wait, what happened to him?
I don't know.
Where that is Ayaz?
He has so many bangers.
Well, did you know Sean Kingston is in prison?
For what?
Or he's in jail for tax evasion?
Oh.
Let me double check that.
I hate to see that.
I know him and his mom.
His mom's for tax evasion too?
In 2025, yes, August 15th, 2025, singer Sean Kingston was sentenced to 3.5 years in federal prison for a $1 million fraud scheme. Oh, that's it. Involving stolen luxury items, including cars and jewelry. He's currently serving his sentence in Miami Federal Detention Center.
Yikes.
Alongside his mother, who received a 5-year sentence for her role. So she did something even worse.
She got more than
him?
Wow.
Oh my God.
This is a
family.
Him and his mother
scheme.
His mother, Janice, used his celebrity status to obtain high end products by providing fake wire transfer receipts.
Wow.
Shit. Anyway, so Sean Kingston, but where's Ayaz? Where is Ayaz?
What else is he saying?
He does fabulous.
He does Replay.
It says Ayaz is in Orlando, Florida. No, like what is he up to? Oh, he's performing and producing music. He remains active in the music industry, frequently touring, performing his hit, like, Replay, and engaging with fans on social
media.
He's
on a song with Hannah Montana.
Which one?
Gonna Get This.
Gonna Get
Tonight, I'm gonna get this.
Oh,
okay. He has another banger, though. It's not just Replay. I just forgot
Solo.
What it is. Solo? Oh, Solo. No, is it Solo?
I don't know. Is that the song I was just singing?
No, that's Jason Derulo.
Oh.
Yeah, the music was very nostalgic. And amazing.
Oh, him and this guy named Nash Overstreet. Is that Cord Overstreet's sibling? Anyway, Nash Overstreet of Hot Shell Ray. Do you remember Hot Shell Ray?
No, what is that?
I believe tonight.
There's a party on the rooftop, top of the world.
Yeah. That's not Naked Brothers Band?
No! Hot Shell Ray.
Oh.
Tonight. And
then the other song is Band too, or no, One Direction.
No.
The other song is I Like It Like That.
Yeah,
do you know that one?
I know the songs, but I don't think I ever knew their name.
But I suppose so. One of the guys from that band collaborated with Ayaz as recently as 2015, and that was his last hit that I am seeing on his Wikipedia page.
Replay has almost 1.5 billion streams on Spotify.
God. I hope he gets a lot of like royalties from that.
I'm sure he does.
Anyway, so that's what Ayaz is up to, if you were curious.
That was my favorite song in prom.
What was your favorite?
Like a melody.
The Climb, for sure. Hands down. Like, The playlist was fire.
It was so good.
There wasn't a single lull. Like everyone and the vibes, everyone understood the assignment. The vibes were immaculate. It wasn't overcrowded. I think that was important.
Yeah. Also, 4 hours like flew by.
I know.
I was like, no, can we get another hour? Like,
I really thought that they weren't going to kick us out and they were like packing up the place.
No, lights were full on, yeah, like full white, bright lights. They were like, get out of here.
And then it was impossible to find a bar to take everybody from the prom to after. So we ended up at Walker's, which was fine.
Which was great.
But Puffy's was so crowded. I mean, I think we would have taken up the whole bar anyway. Like, we needed to get there and have it be empty if we were going
to
go there.
Wait, true. What happened inside the second bar that we went to? You were, like, negotiating with somebody or something.
I was like, come on, just let us in. The bouncer was fine to let us in, and then the bartender was like, we already shut the computers down. We did last call.
Colby was in there in her hot pink set, like, trying to negotiate. And I thought that I
loved my outfit.
You looked
amazing.
Amazing. And the thing is, like, you will wear that again and again and again. Like, to other things.
To where?
Well,
the next prom.
The next prom. No, she was. No.
I would need to get a new one.
But like the top, because like your outfit was a two-piece set. Like you could wear the top with jeans.
Yeah, I could.
And that would look incredible.
Yeah.
It was a good fit.
It was. It was great.
We got good pics.
Yeah. And many mozzarella sticks were consumed.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I'll make you some. Oh my
god, the sliders. People slept on the sliders. And then people saw my sliders come out, but I ordered sliders like 11:30.
You got those.
I got them at 11:30 p.m.
Yeah, you could order food like up until the second they closed too.
People were like, oh my god, like can I have some of your sliders? And I was like, of course.
Well, you had a platter all to yourself.
I ate so much food that
you were hovering by the place where the food came out, like waiting.
I became really good buddies with the staff. They were helping me out.
They were they thought we were hilarious.
No,
they
I kept going up to them being like, is this the best party that you've ever had here? And the guy was like just smiling, taking videos on his phone.
Yeah, he was taking content.
I was like, they asked us to tag them in our content.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, well,
I'll add mention.
The next morning after we had posted a bunch of stuff, one of my friends texted me and he was like, wait, was that at the Square Diner? And I was like, yeah, why? He's like, we literally live across the street and we're just laying in bed, you know, deliberating, going and having pancakes there this morning. And I opened my phone and see content.
There were pancakes on the menu too. No one ordered.
Gluten-free pancakes. No, yeah. Somebody did order. I saw them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Someone did because I smelled them. Yeah. I smelled the syrup.
Yeah, I smelled the syrup and they smelled amazing.
Yeah.
But no, I think I consumed at least 4 baskets of chicken tenders just to myself.
My biggest regret is not eating the food.
Well, don't worry. I ate enough for all of us.
It was too busy DJing.
Yeah, you had a job too.
But you did great.
You were a single mom who worked every job in an establishment.
Your first prom event that hopefully will spawn more events, like graduation.
Yeah, I'll think of another theme.
What's another like event from our youth?
Homecoming.
Pep rally.
Sure, pep rally.
Oh my god!
Actually,
we should perform a number, a dance number. Like the dance team would come out and like get in the middle of the field. We should rent out a stadium and do a pep rally.
I love that.
And you can get like a bunch of guys and I'll paint your stomachs with like some, we can make up a fake high school name.
Perfect. I love it.
Okay.
You can
need a mascot.
Jocks and cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Mascot, and we'll have
there's an idea.
Colby hates it. Colby's like, no,
people
I'm never
can make
yet.
Out under the bleachers like old times.
I'm going to be making out with everybody under the bleachers.
Do you remember we had toga day?
I do.
Did you do toga day?
We did not have toga day. It was just like a day where everyone wore togas.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't think that's allowed anymore.
I feel like that's
it's definitely not
cultural appropriation. Yeah. For sure, right?
For sure. I don't think I wore a shirt under my toga.
Girls were required to wear enough clothing.
I don't think boys have that restriction.
I think we had to wear a shirt under ours.
Are you thinking of Katie's birthday when you did that? Not the high school version?
No, I'm thinking of the high school version. I had a sheet wrapped around me and I wasn't wearing a shirt under it, I don't think.
Risque.
Or maybe I had toilet paper.
Yep.
Toga days are toilet paper?
I forget. My dad created a toga around me for sure. And it was a slutty toga. It was a slutty toga.
I'm reading a forum about...
Craig with the arts and crafts.
I'm reading a forum about whether or not togas are a form of cultural appropriation or harmless fun. Someone said, Zeus does not care. here's the thing. I don't know if they do that anymore, but they back 12, 13 years ago.
I'm dying at my dad sending me out to school in a slutty toga.
He's like, you look great. Have an awesome day. Don't rip your toilet paper toga.
Oh my God.
Don't worry. It was Charmin extra strong. It was triple decker.
We did the week leading up to our Powder Puff game. Every day there was a different theme. And I don't know if they're allowed to do that anymore either. Like, they definitely can't do the Cowboys and Indians day that we did.
For sure not.
And then
we
also had a day that was like camo, another day that was superhero themed. And then the last day was Shred the Red, because that was the town next to us. They were the red.
What would you wear for that?
Like, we wore Marblehead t-shirts, and they were like all cut up. And we wore like eye black.
That's sassy.
Yeah.
It's intense.
And they dressed like our town, and the guys in our town would like all wear baggy jeans and Timberlands. It was a moment in time, but like so many people wore those outfits, like pretending to be boys from our town.
What was the staple of our high school? I feel like it was like lacrosse shorts.
Yeah.
And lax t-shirts.
Any sort of like memorabilia, oh my God,
lax pennies.
That would make it clearer than it already was that you were on a team.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
I used to show up to school in like full sweatsuits from swim practice, and I reeked of chlorine.
Just to remind everyone that you're on the swim team.
And my hair was bleach blonde, and I used to get bullied, and people thought I was dyeing my hair. I was like, no, it's just getting freaking destroyed by the pool.
The chlorine.
Yeah.
Was wrecking you.
No, the chlorine literally was making me blonde. But like, I was blonde when I was a kid, and then I transitioned. And then
into a brunette.
But then the pool didn't want me to transition, so it kept making me blonde.
Now, at least it didn't make your hair green. That happens to a lot of people with blonde hair.
I mean, I may have been green, honestly. I can't remember.
I feel like you'd remember if your hair was green.
Yeah, that's right.
That seems like something that would.
It just like looked like I had blonde highlights.
Yeah. Like you were using sun in.
I was using something for sure. Yeah. Like, people literally were like, why are you getting highlights in your hair? You little gay boy. And I was like, yeah.
But honestly, back in that time period, sad. Like, there was like Disney and Nickelodeon characters that had like streaks of blonde in their hair that were boys.
Oh yeah.
Like, I'm thinking of Logan from Zoe 101.
Chad Michael Murray.
I feel like that was like frosted tips. Like, it was actually like the vibe.
Aaron Carter.
Well, I was bullied, so not the vibe.
I'm really sorry to hear that. I was also bullied by people, you know. Yeah,
by your friends.
I never bullied Katie.
Not for the record, but your friends.
I was also getting bullied, Dory.
Yeah, the same people.
No, the guys in that group.
You just
some
try
of them,
to
yes.
survive. High school is all about survival, and then
no,
you
no,
get
I
on
was in survival mode.
To who you are actually supposed to be, in my opinion, in college and after college.
Yes.
Or and if you don't go to college, just after high school.
Yes.
Like, there is. During high school, survival mode, then after high school, in my opinion, this is all my opinion. Colby had a great high school experience, didn't you?
But I don't identify with who I was in high school either. Like,
Colby's like, I would have been bullying both of you.
No, I would not have. I was so nice. But I don't like relish on high school and think those were the good old days.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Recently, I've been trying to be more thoughtful about what I wear every day, gravitating towards pieces that are easy, comfy, but still feel polished. It just really takes the stress out of getting dressed. I've been reaching for Quince a lot lately. You guys know we talk about them quite frequently, and for good reason, because the materials just feel really high quality, the fits are super flattering, and everything comes together without much effort. Quince makes it simple to update your everyday wardrobe this spring with pieces that look good and feel even better. They use premium fabrics like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and really soft denim.
With summer coming up soon, their lightweight linen pants, dresses, and tops start at $30 and are effortless, breathable, and easy to wear on repeat.
I have to brag about this pair of jeans that I have from Quince that I literally cannot stop wearing. I literally have to wash them frequently so I can keep wearing them. I'm obsessed with them, and my mom got a matching pair.
Refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use. Head to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
What if the safest place to hide is also the most dangerous? From best-selling author Shane Rose comes Behind Closed Doors, a dark, suspenseful, ultra-spicy romance. It's definitely on my TBR. So excited to read this book. When a young woman's life is suddenly put at risk, she's taken in by a brooding billionaire single dad and offered a job that she can't refuse, live-in nanny. But his home isn't just luxurious, it's inside an ultra-wealthy, gated enclave where everything looks perfect. And nothing actually is.
He's protective, possessive, completely off limits, and the closer she gets to him, the more she realizes his world is way more dangerous than she ever imagined. It's no surprise Shane Rose has become a full-on book talk obsession.
If you're craving a dark, addictive, can't-look-away romance that'll take over your weekend, Behind Closed Doors is your next read. You can find Behind Closed Doors by Shane Rose wherever books are sold in print and in ebook.
Check it out!
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
But I wasn't bullied, luckily. So
I'm happy to hear that.
Sorry for you.
No, that's I'm really happy. I'm glad to hear that.
But that's all.
Kobe's like, yep, can't relate.
That's all that on that. Okay, well, I'm still trying to think of like what other event we can do if we're not going to do prom.
Yeah, I think the prom thing is like done.
We've put it to bed. How done Colby's is with prom. Like, I feel like it's such a good theme that you can keep, and you could like make a thing out of it. Like, you can nominate a prom king and queen every year, and there can be prizes.
Yeah.
And there can be promposals. Like, it can, this can really be built into an event that's recurring, I feel.
It could, but it also could be like a magical night that happened one time.
You want prom to be over so bad.
And it is. Like, I had the best time ever. And now, on to the next thing.
Well, we're going to continue to try to persuade Colby to have another prom, but
it's not working out so far.
Until
maybe
then.
Because it's fresh.
Yeah. No, I know. That's how I feel after, like, not speaking about me, but the Halloween party. Every year I'm like, okay, that's the last one. I'm done. That's the last
one. Did we have one last
year? But Halloween is something that like happens every year.
Right.
Prom can happen every year.
But Colby, you know what? Prom is something that also happens every year.
But not for everyone.
Not everyone celebrates Halloween every year.
That's true. But like, it's on the calendar.
Okay, fair enough.
It's a holiday.
Fair enough.
Well, maybe prom becomes a holiday.
It could.
Colby's like, but it won't be me.
Okay. Well, does anyone have any dating updates?
Colby came on my date on Thursday.
I did.
Can you elaborate for the people?
Yes. I went on a date on Thursday. I think I talked about it previously. The snow day date. With snow day date from 2 months ago. We went to Bar Bonobo, which I'm obsessed with. And then
it's a good spot.
We were boozing. And then we'd been hanging out for like 3 hours at this point, and I hadn't looked at my phone. And then we moved to the bar from the table that we were at.
And you hadn't looked at your phone?
No Slack.
Yeah, that is monumental.
That's like the sign of a very good date.
Crazy. Maybe it was 2.5 hours, actually.
Okay. Let's not.
That's the sign of not even a good date. Just like a good. Adam was on Slack at prom.
He was on Slack at prom. So,
I was getting Slacked at prom. I didn't have a choice.
Correct.
I mean, I was also getting Slacked on the date.
Right.
But you weren't returning the Slack.
Self-control.
Yes.
We were also at like one of those small cocktail tables sitting across from each other.
Okay.
So it was like, if I was just checking Slack, I can't even imagine how rude that would be. You know,
they would just walk out.
Perhaps.
That's what I would do.
Perhaps.
It would be like, is there something that you need to tend to?
I'd be like, yeah. Oh, actually, a lot. I have 1,500 Slacks to respond to. But anyways, we moved from the cocktail table to the bar. I looked down and checked my phone, and Colby had texted me like 2.5 hours before. Like, it must have been
because Adam had said before, I was going to get drinks with my friend, and Adam was like, you guys should just come to Bar Bonobo and spy on my date. And I said to my friend, it's like, Adam's going on a date, like, we could just go there, but...
Or Colby was, no, you were like, would you care? Like, do you care? And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure the place is big, like, I wouldn't care, just go.
You were the one that said that I should go.
I made a joke saying you should go to Bar Bonobo, and then you were like, oh, actually, I was going to go to Bar Bonobo, and then knew you had a date there, so then I changed my mind, and then I was like, I don't think anybody would care if you came to Bar Bonobo, like, you should just go. That is how it happened, to be clear.
Are you guys fighting?
No, but we weren't going to go there anyway after the fact, because then I was going to the east side.
Wait, but you may have, because then when I got there and then put my phone down, and then 3 hours later I checked my phone and Colby texted me asking how the bar was or if it was crowded.
Yeah, yeah.
Presumably to see if you could come into Bar Bonobo.
Yes, because we were walking around.
Just to set the record straight.
But you just didn't respond, so.
Yeah, no, but everywhere was so crowded because it was so nice out. And we wanted to sit outside somewhere.
Yes. So anyways, long story short.
How was the date?
Oh, amazing. We had so much fun. But so then that's when kind of Colby enters the chat. I mean, the date was obviously great. Like, this is also somebody that I had met in person like 6 months ago. And like, he's great. We have a lot of mutual friends. And so it was a good date. And then 3 hours into it, which is when we moved to the bar seating. Because I don't really like sitting across from people at like a cocktail table or even like a dinner table, really. Oh. Especially on like a second date.
You want to sit next to them?
I want to be next to them.
Ooh, like, I disagree.
Really?
On a first date? Are we talking only like second, third? Are we talking first date?
I don't...
Like, what is your opinion on sitting across from someone on a first date? I feel like that's like...
Sometimes it's like too interview style. I prefer to sit at a bar.
To sit next to...
Okay, so I think...
With only one other person in general... I feel like even if I'm like with friends, would like opt to just sure, like go sit at the bar to talk.
With people you know, for sure. I love like a bar sitting.
I think my thing on a date is that, as Colby kind of mentioned, if you're sitting across from the person, it is very interview style. And I feel like that's very like first date vibes. Like, let's sit across from each other and get to know each other and ask like the normal questions that you need to ask on a first date.
Okay,
like,
agreed. First date.
Tell me about your siblings, your job, like blah, 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 blah. You know, like all the kind of boring stuff. But then on a second date and third, fourth, fifth, whatever, like I want to be touchy-feeling. Like, I am touchy-feeling.
Okay, you're just going to hop right into it.
I mean, nothing crazy, but I like, you know, like, I feel like it feels a little bit more intimate when you're giving a little, like, shoulder tap.
Okay,
or like you can get, like, body language.
Yeah, there's more, like, body language, more so. Whereas, like, if you're sitting at a table, I don't know, just, like, it's not the vibe for me, personally. Okay. And I think I'm, like, more of a touchy-feely person.
Got it. Love language.
And physical, so anyways, touch. We finally moved to the bar because after a couple of drinks, I was like, okay, like, I don't like to say anymore. Like, we need to move to the bar. He was like, okay, like, let's find the waiter, blah, blah, blah. And then we moved to the bar And then we start making some buddies.
I thought you were just going to say we started making out. Yeah.
No.
And we started making out.
No, definitely not.
Adam's touchy-feely. Mm. You just said it.
I'm not that kind of touchy-feely, though. I literally was draped over this man like a blanket, though. We had... So, no, I had too much drink, honestly. I was being crazy. Because we made these three girlfriends that were to the right of him. So it's basically like the bar is like oval-shaped. Or yeah, I guess yeah, half, yeah. Like half circle. And it's me, and then it's him. And then there's three girls on his side, okay? And it's a crowded bar. There's like a ton of people around us. Obviously, he and I are both seated. The three girls are standing. And so it's like almost like he's holding court with these three girls. But I'm like behind him. But I'm like, I'm Chatty Cathy. Like, I want to be in the conversation.
Right.
So at one point, he's sitting down. I literally am standing on top of my stool and on top over his shoulders to be talking to these girls.
To get involved.
I wanted to get involved. And that was my only method of attack, was basically like laying on top of his head.
Well, that's kind of like green flag energy that you guys are like, that he's social, you're social, chatting with people.
Yeah, for sure. Two social butterflies.
Like, I think that's green flag, and like the vibes are sounding to be great from that.
Vibes are great. I was literally climbing him like a freaking tree in the middle of this bar
okay.
to talk to these girls over him. And so anyways, then I think I checked my phone at that point, and I had seen that Colby had texted me like 3 hours before mm-hmm. asking me if it was crowded or not. And then I told him, and he was like, oh, tell her to come. Mm-hmm. Or the girls that we were with said, tell her to come. And then I turned to him and I'm like, should I tell Colby to come?
Right.
And he was like, sure, I guess.
He was like, I guess. I have
no idea what he said. I'm pretty sure that he said yes.
And just then add a few more girls to our date. Sure, why not?
And then in my head, I'm like, okay, he just said yes, but like maybe I should like double tap on that and just make sure that it's like I should actually be saying,
like, what
I
was
should
the actually tone? Inviting. Was it a yes? Like, sure. Or yeah. Like, sure. But okay.
I wish I could easily pull these texts up, because I also had gotten home before Adam texted.
Colby had just gotten home, basically.
Yeah, like had just walked in the door.
Yeah, because I think I texted her and I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I just saw this. And I was like, I think I said, like, it's great. I don't even know what I said.
Well, I did a text at like 10:40. 10...
Oh, I texted you also.
Yeah, I was asleep. I woke up the next morning.
Yeah, I think it was late.
What? 10:57 no, it was or late. Something. Like, on a weeknight, I was like, I was in REM.
Okay, so it must have been like 4.5 hours in at the point where I texted Colby to come. Yeah. But I did get multiple permissions from this guy. I was like, are you sure I should tell Colby to come? Like, it's like our second date. But obviously, like, the first day we'd spent like 8 hours together. We met through mutual friends. The first time I even met him, like, I spent a lot of time with him. So I think it was like, we've at this point known each other for like 6 months.
Well, and you'd already had a few hours solo with just him.
Yeah.
And then you expanded to being social.
And then you were introducing new characters into the mix. Right.
So you had a sufficient second date. This was honestly like a date two and a half was when the other characters were introduced.
Correct. So then we told Colby to come. Colby ended up coming. She was actually hanging out with him at that point more than I was, because then I had had a little bit too much to drink.
Then we were on a date.
And then I was like the freaking Tasmanian devil tornadoing around the bar and just collecting people. I was basically like introducing myself to these two guys, trying to hook them up with Colby. And then I went up to these other two guys, tried to hook them up with the three girls that we were with. And then I found these two girls and I was trying to hook them up with the two guys that I had initially met.
You were playing matchmaker at the bar.
No, I was literally...
Yeah. While you were on a date.
While I was on a date. At that point, Colby was entertaining my date, and I was just, like, off to the races, doing a bunch of shit. And then I think at one point I clocked in, and I was like, oh, I actually, like, haven't hung out with my date in, like, quite some time. And so then I literally pick one of the people up that I had brought over to our little circle.
You picked them up.
Not actually. Physically. Not physically picked him up.
But I was picturing physically being picked up.
It was one of my boys, my bestie, my new bestie, who I originally tried to hook up with Colby, and then we realized that he was 25. And then, so it became very apparent that then maybe that wasn't
and
the best match.
And he also was like 5'8" and a half.
He was short. He was cute.
He was cute from afar.
He was cute. No, just, come on, Colby.
No, he's cute.
Yeah, he's cutie.
It just wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
It just wasn't meant to be. And so then, anyways,
But you picked him up?
Yes, because he was standing next to my date, and then I was standing on the other side of him, and then Colby was next to my date. And so I basically was like, oh, like, I need to, like, get back in my date's good graces.
Musical
because
chairs.
Now I've just been neglecting him. And so then I pick up the guy that I brought for Colby and then swapped his spot with me, essentially.
See, match made at Bar Bonobo.
Match made at Bar Bonobo. And yeah. And the rest is history. Honestly, great date. We drank a lot.
Where did you... So how did it end? Did you smooch?
Yeah.
I know you wanted to smooch probably after all those drinks. Huh?
Yeah, we smooched.
You smooched?
Yeah.
And will there be a date three.
I think so.
Have you been chatting?
We have been chatting.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
How
yeah.
exciting.
Positive stuff.
And Cole, the story likes are rolling in.
Did you approve of him, Cole? What did you
Yes. Even? No, he was great.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah.
Match made at Barbanobo.
Match made at Barbanobo. Good old Barbanobo.
Well, now so that's... I'm kicking myself for not awaking from the dead and coming.
I texted you.
I was asleep.
At that, I mean, honestly, like, good thing. Like, this guy would have literally been like,
He was like, I think one of the first things he said to me was, I'm impressed you came back out. And I was like, yeah, same, honestly. Couldn't pass up the opportunity.
I think he made a comment to me that was like, wow, like, really not how I was expecting this date to go. And I was like, you mean you didn't expect that I was going to go collect 18 people to come hang out with us on our date?
That is typically not what happens on a date.
No.
I'd say, I'm just speaking broadly. But that sounds so, like, so much fun. And honestly, a big green flag that he was, like, cool with it. And was, like, encouraging of it.
Yeah, he was here we go.
Encouraging on the surface. He was like, yeah, let me lock in and let Mr. Adam over here just...
I mean, seeing how someone is in a social setting is a very crucial part of, like, identifying whether or not this person is for you.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you can really like a guy on his own, and then seeing him in a social setting or, like, with your friends, and you're like, okay, never mind. Like, that's not a vibe. I don't like him anymore. So, like, it brought things up to the second date.
Yeah, yeah.
See, sped up the process of, like, seeing... him and him seeing you in a social situation.
Well, then I think, like, I was kind of thinking about this after, because then I was paranoid that I was, like, too drunk and just, like, being annoying, like, corralling all these heads. And then I was like, actually, you know what? If I was on a date and some guy was, like
you were having fun,
making a lot of friends for us, or, like, asked me if he could bring his friend to, like, meet up with us or something like that, like, I would think that was fun. So, like, I was like, okay, you know what? Not that bad. Like, it was probably actually fine.
That's a good strategy, putting yourself in the other person's shoes.
Gotta
put the oldest trick in the book.
I'm pretty sure I did that right when I asked him for a fourth time if I should invite Colby. He was like, literally, shut the fuck up. Just invite Colby.
And the real reason Adam wanted me to come was because he wanted to hang out with my friend who I was with, probably.
I do love Colby's friend.
Confirmed or deny? Confirm or deny?
But you,
no, deny.
You knew that I was already home.
I knew you were alone. Yeah, yeah. Although I do love Colby's friend.
That was why he wanted us to go there.
It's all coming back to me. I remember you came, and then I was telling the guy I was on a date with, I was like, God, I really wish you could have met Colby's friend.
So Colby is chopped liver.
Yeah.
No, literally, I was like,
your beloved
damn.
Roommate.
I was like, I'm really sorry that Colby's the one who ended up coming here.
That she came by herself.
I really thought she was going to bring her friend, who I love.
Yeah.
But yeah, fun times. And then we tried to convince him to come to prom. Obviously, it didn't happen.
He should have. He's probably having major regrets.
No, he missed out. I mean, I think my most recent pickup line to him was...
Why didn't he come to prom? I don't get it.
He had a dinner party.
He had other plans.
Yeah. I mean, also, like, we invited him 2 days in advance.
Oh, okay. That's not enough notice.
But also, to be honest, like, if I was on a second date with a guy and they invited me to come to this party with all their friends, like, 2 days later, like, would I come? Unclear.
No.
Probably not.
It would not
so
be there.
I do not blame him at all.
I wouldn't go solo, that's for sure. I would feel like I need to bring a buddy, because, like, I don't know. I feel like I've never done something like that before.
Like, it'd be...
Like, on a date number three, like, before date number three, I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you have to, like, even though he and I have spent, obviously, a lot of time together, like, we've literally been on two
Once
dates.
Again, let's put ourselves in his shoes.
Yeah, you put him, put, yeah, 100%.
I put myself in his shoes, and you're right, I probably wouldn't have come either.
100%
would
have come.
Unless I was told I could bring a friend, maybe then I would. But also, I think it would be also totally fine to be like, you know what, I'm sorry, I have other plans, but, like, let's get another date on the books.
Yeah,
and then...
I forget what I said to him. I think maybe it was yesterday. I was like, so are we going to wait another 2 months to hang out again, or do we need to upgrade our schedule now that you need to make up to Colby that you skipped her prom something like that?
Oh, that's a good text.
I forget what it, yeah. I mean, my banter level is just
unmatched.
Level 1000, like unmatched 100%.
What did he say?
He was like, no, of course we're upgrading our plan. Although we probably are the two busiest people that exist on the planet. So, like, the planning of it all is quite funny. He was like, oh, do you want, like,
the goal is just to see him before you have your travels in May, I would say at this point, because that's gonna be here before you know it.
Yeah, but luckily my travels, like, although they seem horrible, like, they're kind of like like, for example, I'm gone like the 14th of May to the 26th of May, but I'm actually back in the city for like 2 days in between then.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, my travel's
and then you're gone this week.
Gone this week.
And then it's essentially May. Because
he
wanted
to hang out, he asked if I could hang out Thursday, but I was like, oh, I'm going to be in San Francisco, because I fly to San Francisco tomorrow and then I come back Thursday, but I think I land at like 11 p.m. Thursday night. So yeah, so anyway, long story short.
Damn, where in the world is Adam Harrison? Every week, you guys. Waldo? Where in the world? Well, that's exciting, though, that date number two went well, and then you're going to have
another... No, it's good. I mean, he's so great.
Date in the books, yeah. And you have a crush. Do you have a crush?
No.
You don't have a crush?
I do have a crush. Jeez.
You goodness. Hesitated.
No, I didn't want to tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, okay. Sorry. No, I know that's very personal information on our dating podcast. If you have a crush or not.
Well, obviously I do. Otherwise, would I be, you know,
wouldn't be pursuing.
Entertaining a third, fourth, fifth date? Like, I feel like I am somebody who's very, I use my time
wisely,
right? You know, like I would not spend time on somebody that I was not interested in seeing again.
That is true, because you have limited time.
Nor would I have like been insistent that Colby come.
True.
Well, I mean, obviously insisting that Colby comes so that her friend would come, but
it wasn't even about Colby. Let's be real.
It wasn't about Colby at all.
No.
Well, thank you for that update,
guys. I fed the people. You're welcome.
Do you guys want to do advice segment?
Yeah, we should.
Are we good on
We've
time?
We've neglected the people. Yeah, we have time.
Time. Police over there. How are we doing?
We're good.
Oh my god, we have so many emails. I need to like pick one, but then I need to like read through the rest of them. Okay, this one is a complicated one.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, the subject line is my uneasy feelings on the happiest day of my sister's life. Oh. Hey girls, how you doing? Longtime listener of the pod, but first time writer from South Shore, Massachusetts. Shout out Colby.
Shout out Massachusetts.
I'm looking for your input and advice on a current situation that I'm dealing with, and I always love hearing your realistic and honest takes during the advice segment each week, or every 3 weeks now. My little sister is much younger than me and my other siblings. She went out west for school and has stayed there after graduation. She met her boyfriend very early her freshman year, and they've been together ever since. This relationship has been fast and serious, with them living together since they were juniors in college. My siblings and I aren't the biggest fan of her boyfriend, and we feel like he's a lot of maturing to do, which isn't surprising considering he's 22. He's a 22-year-old boy. Situation is, he plans to propose this weekend. While I'm excited to see her so happy with him, there are uneasy feelings in my stomach surrounding the whole thing. I personally had a very fulfilling decade in my 20s, lots of fun, travel, growing into who I am, and a part of me is sad to think that she's going to miss out on all of that by settling down so soon. Like you said in last week's episode, what's the rush? Knowing the engagement is happening no matter what, how would you approach shifting this mindset? I want to be happy for my sister without these other uneasy feelings creeping in. Thank you. Love you. See you. Bye.
Isn't that
a tough, really tough, like, I'm trying to think, because my sister,
no, thinking about my siblings,
yeah, think of your sister.
But like, if I didn't like their significant other, like, they wouldn't give a shit.
What do you mean? Like, they wouldn't care that you don't like?
They would not care, for sure.
Yeah,
they'd be like, well, you're not dating them, I am. So,
which at the end of the day is the truth of the matter.
Yeah,
like, you don't have to like someone's boyfriend, like, because you're not the one dating them.
Yeah.
What you have to look at is how the person who is dating them acts. Like, does your sister seem really happy? Mm-hmm. Does your sister seem fulfilled with this situation? Like, does she... And then if you see her happy, then that's all you can really focus on. Yeah. Is her happy. And she will pave her own way. But I guess it depends on the relationship you have also.
And like, also, like, how close your family is and how much time you have to spend with the person is another thing too. Like, if you're only seeing them on holidays too, it's yeah. like crazy to think that you're not obsessed with the person that your sibling is marrying. But again, like, you just have to love them for your sibling,
right? And you always, I feel like, build up in your head how you anticipate your life to go. Like, growing up with my younger sister, like, I've gone through life, I still imagine, she's not dating anyone currently, so I still have this idea in my head of like all, like, me and Jack and her boyfriend, husband, like, become like being besties. Like, that's like what I picture. And I know, like, I'm going to be happy for her no matter who she finds one day. But like, you have this picture in your head. And if that like doesn't pan out, you will feel kind of sad. Like, there's like a missing piece there. Like, oh, like, But I think the biggest thing is you need to focus on your sister and her happiness and like,
yeah,
truly just the thing is like, if it's meant, not meant to be, and they don't go through the wedding or whatever, and or if she comes to you looking for honest like feedback, or if she's nervous about something or she doesn't want to go through with it, mm-hmm. that is the time when you can like disclose your feelings, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, or if there's ever a time where I feel like she expresses any type of like question or hesitation or lack of excitement for like wedding planning or anything, mm-hmm. just to sit down and be like, you don't have to do this if you like or having second thoughts.
And I would make it about like the getting married of it, yeah. and not the boy, the man, right. like, oh, you know, maybe so-and-so isn't right for you. Like, I'd yeah. be like, you don't have to get married right now. Like, it's,
yeah.
you have time. Like, you can even like just stay with this guy, obviously, and just right. keep dating mm-hmm. him. Like 22, it is quite very young, but also some people get married at 22 and are happy forever.
Right.
And so it's very situational.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was personally ready at 22 to be married.
Girl.
And I had a lot that happened to me in my 20s that like I'm so glad happened, and it wouldn't have happened if I was married.
I cannot imagine getting married at 22.
Well, that would also mean that we would have been married for like 7 years now, which is so scary to think about. No, that's as well. Terrifying.
That ain't me.
Just like, yeah, with our personal journeys. Because again, some people get married at 22 and have and are like happy and
right.
have been married for 7 years and are like thriving and growing and all that. But I just know personally that would not have been me.
No.
No. I literally didn't even know
what like, a boy was.
No, not that. But more like trying to think personally, like what I even thought that I wanted
yeah.
out of like any aspect of my life. At age 22, looking back on it right now and what I was doing.
Like, where you even wanted to live.
That, but, like, in terms of career path and jobs, like, I didn't even know what jobs existed then. All that I cared about was the fact that I had one and, like, had moved to New York. And just, like, life experiences and things mm-hmm. at that point in time. It wouldn't be for me.
How would you approach shifting this mindset?
I think you just got to put it in the back of your mind and move forward.
Like, that's part of their journey, you know?
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, that's, like, part of the journey and the learning experience.
I also have three older sisters, and if I wanted to get married when I was 22 and they tried to tell me not to, I, like, would be so angry.
And you'd shut them out, kind of, right?
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, fuck you. I don't want to hear your yeah. opinion. I'm not going to involve you in the wedding. You don't have to come. Like, I feel like the reaction would not be
no.
understanding. It would be like anger at right. yeah, that age.
For sure.
Especially when it's like an older sibling trying to tell you something, tell you what to do.
Yeah.
I feel like you need to keep your nervousness to yourself.
Yeah.
But like, it's hard to do that because of course you want to protect her.
It's like, we're all at this point in life where you just have to like let people make mistakes and learn from them.
Let them theory.
Let them.
Let them.
Is that yeah. a thing? Let them
but
theory?
Mel Robbins. Come on. You don't know Mel Robbins?
No.
The okay. let them theory.
Mel Robbins was on Gals on the Go podcast.
Oh.
They did a really good episode with her. Yeah.
But it's true. Like,
let go
that's something that is so not in your control at all.
I was literally just going to say that. Like, you have to let go of things that aren't in your control. And it's so hard to do that as a self-proclaimed control freak myself. It's hard to do that, but you do because you'll feel a lot lighter if you let go of the things you can't control. And just, I saw this thing on, what did I put? I put on my Instagram story today. It was like the idea of a mystery or something. What was it? My favorite mental health hack is to remember that I'm not in control and to surrender to the mystery.
I love that.
I saw that today and I'm like, surrender to the mystery.
That's tame.
What an interesting concept. Like, because our whole life truly is a mystery. No one knows yes. where we're going to go or what we're going to do. But it is understandable that you are concerned about your sister. Like, I would be feeling the same, but
you just got to let it play out.
You have to let her until she, like we said, comes to you with like maybe a potential stress about something, and then I think that is your time to unburden yourself, but not making it so much about the boy, more so about like the situation that she's the maybe not even the age, because that might even make her feel less than. I would just be like, you know, like if you're not at the point in your life right now where you want to get married, that's okay.
Or like you're still so young, like don't feel like you have to rush into anything that you are questioning.
Yeah. Anyway, best of luck to you.
Good luck, girl.
Thanks for writing in.
That's all we have time for, kids.
Everyone else in the DMs, in the messages, don't worry, we will get to you. We will get to you. We love you.
We love you. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Colby, we almost missed it, so I held the note.
Sometimes I was looking at Katie's LaCroix thinking that it looked really good.
Wait, I'll give you one. Lips are so
Wait, I'll give you one.
I would love one.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye. And I know it's pronounced LaCroix, but I can't bring myself to say that.
LaCroix.